Our first public hearing tonight is subdivision number 2009-1, the applicant being Roy C. and Shirley B. Street.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, dividing 5.65 acres into four lots, and also requesting a waiver from the street design requirements for a parcel located north of Road 291, 1,088 feet east of Route 5. Gentlemen, this application went to the Technical Advisory Committee back in June 5th of 2009, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Acting Chairman, I passed down a copy of the proposed subdivision. An aerial photograph and a photograph of the public hearing notice sign that was posted on the site shows a existing single-wide manufactured home on the proposed lot number 4. There was a trailer permit issued back in April of 1987 as a non-farm permit. And if the commission were favorable towards this request, if the mobile home is going to remain on the site, they would have to go to the County Board of Adjustment to retain that manufactured home. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Thank you. Is there someone here representing this application this evening? If you'd please come forward and identify yourself at the podium. With your name and address, if you'd be so kind.
My name is Shirley Street, and I live on 27159 Martins Farm Road, Milton, Delaware. Thank
you. My name is Roy Street, and I live on Martins Farm Road, Milton, Delaware.
All right. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Street. You've heard what our director and assistant director have said about your application. Is there anything that you wish to add at this point?
The reason why we wanted it like that, you know, because we're trying to get our will straight now and we want to leave the children some property.
Okay.
That's better.
If no other comments at this time. I'll ask the members of the commission if they have any questions. I'll start with Mr. Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Acting Chairman. Mr. and Mrs. Street, on the application, there was a request for a waiver from the street design requirements. What type of a road or street were you planning to put in?
The road is there now. It's been surveyed. It's a 50-foot road that goes in the back.
And what's the road consisting of now? What's the material on the road?
It's showing a 50-foot road, that's all.
Oh, it's just showing the road. It hasn't been built yet.
No.
Okay, because I was going to say, when I was out looking at the property today, I wasn't aware of a road other than the driveway leading to the trailer. And Mr. Lank, would you share with Mr. and Mrs. Street the type of road that's required by the engineering department?
The engineering department just passed new regulations early last year. And it would require that the street be, and it's only four lots, would have to be improved with 6 inches of crusher run. It wouldn't have to be paved with asphalt, but it would have to be 4 inches of crusher run.
6 inches?
6 inches, I'm sorry. That would be the minimum, and you asked for a waiver, so is the 6 inches of crusher run, would that be a problem? Rather than being asphalt.
I would like to just let it stay like it is. I mean, you know.
Right now it's grass.
Yeah, that's the way I would like for it to remain.
You don't want to make any improvements to the road other than a driveway that you would put in at the time you felt it was necessary to get someone of the four lots improved?
No. I just want to show a 50-foot road and a lot in the back for my son to put a house in the back. That was all the planning zone wanted me to do, just to show a 50-foot road.
How long do you think it would be before your son would build a house on the lot you proposed for him?
Lord knows
when. It's going to be a while.
So it's unknown?
Yes, unknown.
One of the difficulties with this is that it's just a major subdivision, and there would be required to put the street in substantially in within 5 years of getting final approval before anybody could get any, so you could convey a lot or before you could get a permit to build a house. There would have to be some substantial improvement made to that 50-foot right-of-way to allow for a permit or a sale based on the regulation the way it's written. Unless you get a waiver.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Lang. Next question I'd have for you is, if the subdivision was approved, is the intention to leave the mobile home that's there now on the property, or is that plan, are you planning to move that?
Plan to put a house there in place of the mobile home and moving the trailer out.
And is there a time frame, Mr. Lake, when they, in terms of replacement of the mobile home, or?
Before they could be granted final approval, they would have to go through the board to retain the mobile home, or else the mobile home would have to be removed. Or they would have to advise when it would be removed at that time.
By final approval.
Right. But right now they're asked for a preliminary approval.
Correct. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Mr. Burton.
No questions for me.
Mr. Ross.
No questions.
I have a question going back to Mr. Lank. Indulge me if you would on the road, on the site plan that I see, it appears as though it goes in and then makes a 90-degree to the left. Is any radius or anything there, would that be a, is that a part of the ordinance that would, it would have to meet the turn capacities of fire equipment?
The only ordinance isn't specific. The regulations for the construction of the road may require 25-foot radius and possibly a cul-de-sac, which would take away from the square footage of lot one.
And that would be for the safety and fire protection of the inhabitants for emergency.
It'd be difficult for a fire apparatus to make that 90-degree turn with some kind of radius.
Yeah, thank you.
Same way at the entrance, should be a radius there also.
Mr. Lank, is there any way they could use the conditional use process to
no.
wiggle through this?
No, it's a subdivision application. And there isn't a conditional use method for, unless it was a single family, multifamily application for single family structures on one parcel, then there's still required improvements for improvements to the street or for a driveway, whatever you want to refer to it.
But if they went to three lots, they wouldn't have to be here, right?
No, they'd have to be here, but they may be more comfortable waiving their street requirements because the ordinance specifically says for four lots or less. On a major subdivision, you have to make those improvements, unless you're granted a waiver.
But on a three lot, it wouldn't be a major subdivision.
It'll be a major, but typically the commission is only granted a three lot subdivision where there's already a driveway in the same location, where you don't require any additional improvements.
Because there's a driveway.
There's a driveway serving a mobile, but it's not the same location.
But they could go in here and come over here.
Well, it could, but it's not the same location. That's any difference.
Well, that was the only question I had. Mr. Lank, do you have any
questions? No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No, I don't have any questions. The only thing that, just as a reminder to the commission, I mean, I understand it's for estate planning purposes, but ultimately, you know, anybody could end up owning these four lots, you know, and without... Frankly, I'd hate to put the streets in a situation where they get somebody who's not a family member who buys a lot and then starts complaining about the condition of the roads, you know, and that type of thing. So
it's going to be just passed down as a lifetime right.
That's what we're going to pass it to our kids for lifetime rights. It's going to stay in the family.
Well, just something I wanted to make sure you were aware of and the commission was as well. Anyway, that's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Street, you've heard the... thank you for being here, and you've heard the questions and comments of the commissioners and staff. Do you have anything further you would like to add at this point?
No,
what I'm going to ask you to do, if you'd be so kind, is to take a seat, and we will see if there's any of the members of the public that have a particular interest in your application. Thank you. Is there anyone here this evening that would like to speak in favor of the application of Roy C. and Shirley B. Street, otherwise known as Subdivision 2009-1? Is there anyone here this evening that would like to speak in opposition to the application of Roy C. and Shirley B. Street? If you'd come forward and identify yourself by name and address at the podium, please. Thank you.
I'm nervous. That's okay.
That's okay.
We are too.
Amy Killian, 27241 Martin's Farm Road.
Thank you, Ms. Killian. Go ahead.
Oh. We moved out 40-some years ago with the understanding that we want to live in a country, not in a housing development place. And who is going to pay for their new street and everything? And plus, their land is underwater right now, half of it. So I don't understand their, you know, their logic here. And I don't, you know, we didn't move out there to have a housing development. All my I asked three or four of my neighbors, but they didn't show up. But they don't want them either. To divide all that land.
Right.
So I have 10 acres. My son and I have 10 acres. Does that mean I could put five houses out there on 10 acres if they can put two or four on five, you know, on theirs? You know. I'm against it. I'm opposed.
Duly noted, and we thank you for your comments.
Okay.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition?
Mr. Chairman, I have one more thing.
Yes, sir.
I forgot to ask earlier, and that was about septic feasibility, whether it's, especially in light of what Slade just testified about the water problem.
Maybe.
We don't have a copy of it.
Okay. All right. If there are no other questions, we're... Oh, yes, ma'am. If you'd be kind enough to come up and identify yourself at the podium by name and address, please.
I'm Marlene Henry. I'm the neighbor. I live at 27177 Martin's Farm Road. I have a cement driveway. I guess it's about maybe 50 feet away from the road that's already there that they have a gravel on. And you mentioned something in regards to the future. And they were going to, the streets, I understand, making a will for their children. But I live there by myself. I'm a widow. I have an acre. And I want to know what will happen if the will is broken and they can sell this property to anyone, and what will happen? How many lots can they put there without, you know, overloading the property? It's only, what, how many acres is it?
Well, if this gets approved, if it, the commission grants preliminary approval and they meet the conditions and they come back and get final site plan approval, by that document, it means really will or no will. They could change their will, but they're going to have four lots. I mean, that's all that the commission's going to be deciding on. The commission's not taking a position, the county is not taking a position on who those lots would ultimately end up being owned by. You know, I mean, that's something that would be the street's decision, the property owner's decision, whether they do it by will or whether they sell them or whatever. All we're looking at is whether these four lots meet the requirements of the subdivision ordinance.
Okay, you were talking in regards to the road and how the road is going to have to be asphalt tile. Did you say put asphalt on it? And how wide is it going to be? And is it going to change anything in regards to my property, in regards to, you were talking about the 4 inches or 6 inches of gravel and
it's
asphalt?
Six. The regulation, since there's only four lots, can be a crusher run 6 inches thick, deep. It's not okay. Asphalt. And it would have to be built on an approved base and subject to the review of the county engineering department.
It's going to go straight back, and then the lots are going to be like this. So is the road going to go back straight and then make a left and go to the other homes?
Left-hand 90-degree turn. There's three lots in the back and one in the one in front of that street.
Yes, right. Yes, okay. Well, I only have a little bit of concern for my future by myself, and I want to know if there's anything for me to be concerned about. I mean, I feel that it's a will, and the streets are wonderful neighbors, but I just hope everything works out well for everyone concerned in regards to the property and the value of the land. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, John.
Valid concern. Thank you. Anyone else before I close the public hearing? All right, well, we will close the public hearing. You're welcome to spend the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision at the end of our public hearings tonight, or you may simply call the office in the morning and be advised at that time.